My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're
going
to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Let me tell you, the last two mornings, I really have not known what to do. With drafting over, I'm sitting there by myself today. The dog's asleep. The bird isn't chirping. My wife and daughter are away at a hockey tournament. My son's at school, sitting at the table, staring into space. Where is the mini Schnauzer 8? Where is the Rottweiler?
Sounds like time for a new hobby, Michael.
I need help.
Take up a musical instrument, perhaps.
That's what I should be doing instead, is sitting at that table just playing the trombone. You think that would be better?
Well, a trombone's a curious choice, but sure, yeah. I mean, anything will do.
It is a great time when you can start to look at scores and lineups, but man, I was drafting so much, I just didn't know what to do without it. Our guest on the Wester Hotline, the great Ian Harditz, Fantasy Life. I'm seeing recently new brand ambassador for Pro Football Reference. Ian, how did you get that?
Yeah, you know, they're paying me a total of $0 to send a couple of nice tweets about them a month. So it seems like a win-win deal for everyone involved. But no, in all seriousness, I've always loved the Pro Football Reference, the OGs of the stat game. And like I always say, man, if you think someone has an official nickname, you better check Pro Football Reference first, because if they don't say so, it's not real.
It's become a running joke on this show how lots of players have at least one nickname you've literally never heard of before. So sometimes you get, you know, four or five, and that's good. Even on the other sports reference sites. No site do I use more. It's not even close than Pro Football Reference. On this show every day, it'll be 10 times I'll open up a new tab, look something up on that site. I offered them a few years ago because I watch a lot of old games just like late at night. And so a lot of those great old games, there's no play-by-play. So I offered them to do that. Like, I'll just give you, I'll do the play-by-play for you. And they said, no, no thanks. So, whatever.
I do love how they went ahead because sacks for a long time. I think they only started 1982, something around there. Yep. So, you know, the guys in the 60s and 70s didn't have it. But they actually went back and tracked all that in the last few years. And the first guy I looked up was Deacon Jones. And, oh, my goodness, guys, I pulled it up right now. 14-game seasons, and this dude still had 4 years with at least 19 sacks out there. What a freaking monster.
When Bruce Smith was – you know, dominating for the Bills. We were here for it, you know, late 80s into the 90s. You would always hear this. It was 1982. You'd always hear, like, actually, Deacon Jones is the leader, not whoever, Fred Dean or somebody from just 82 on or LT. So that's exactly the right name for this. Ian, with Fantasy Life, my favorite thing, on I think, on the Fantasy Life site is the punishment generator, Bulldog. So if we ever, if our league here at the station ever gets to that level where we're having a last place punishment, all you need to do is go to Fantasy Life, answer a few questions, right, and it will tell you what the right, what an appropriate punishment idea is. Pretty good.
There's some doozies on there, man. I know I've been using it in my home league here for a while. One of our poor friends, though, he wouldn't do the Waffle House challenge. He insisted by his own accord to get his belly button pierced instead, which I just cannot relate to. I mean, bring that laptop, sit in Waffle House, have yourself a good day. I'm not freaking piercing my belly button, but you know what? To each their own. I guess the losers can decide, so.
At least it's quicker.
Does he have to keep the piercing for a certain amount of time, or is that something you can't really walk away from once you do it? I don't know. I mean, it seems like a...
The piercer, whatever their official job title is, told him that, you know, you need to kind of keep it in for at least 2 weeks, otherwise it can get infected.
So gotcha, right.
That was a funny subplot going on. But hey, you know, new year, new chance to not lose, so good luck, Ben.
Well, good. We here in Buffalo, Ian, are bracing for Xavier Worthy on a 34-touchdown pace.
You're welcome, Chiefs.
I'm sure we talked about this in the spring when the Bills made the trade. It was kind of a worst-case scenario for us here in Buffalo, if you're so inclined to be, you know, worried about the fact that the Bills helped in some way the Chiefs acquire this player.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the, obviously, like, what actually happened out there, I know the box score is pretty sweet, but, I mean, we're talking about a reverse that was more just great blocking than anything. And then one of the worst blown coverages I think you'll see out there, and to see the Ravens kind of have that miscommunication meltdown, surprising to see. So I will say, you know, some of the underlying numbers, I mean, he was out there every single route, just like Rashee Rice was, I think 77% overall. Like, him having that full-time role should be fine in an offense that's going to go out there and do some big things. I mean, I know we didn't see the usual. I mean, we saw a couple of nice Patrick Mahomes highlights and everything, but it felt like, you know, more of a ho-hum performance. But that 10.4 yards per attempt or whatever exactly he had, highest mark against that Ravens defense, you know, since 2022. So it is scary that the Chiefs can go out there. And I don't know about you guys, I didn't think they exactly looked like they were firing on all cylinders on offense. And then you still look up at the end of the game, and it's like, oh, yeah, they scored 27 points against, you know, arguably the best defense in football. So scary, scary group going on there. Going to have to score a lot of points to keep up with them this year.
So you're saying maybe Worthy is not necessarily a must-start week two against Cincinnati?
Man, with the amount of lineups I see every week, it's impossible to call anyone a must-start these days. You'll find these 4-16 leagues. He should be starting in more lineups than not, for sure. Because, I mean, why wouldn't you want to play someone that just has a chance again? And that speed to break your matchup during any given week. But they should be getting Marquise Hollywood-Brown. Maybe not should, but he has a chance to come back as early as week two. And obviously think he's going to be pulling a bit more, you know, attention away from Worthy compared to guys like Juju and Justin Watson. So, hey, Worthy, I think coming in, a lot of us treated him as his boom. Boomer bust wide receiver three. He had a boom. That was fantastic. But as we know, you know, sometimes it's tough to keep all parties involved. Don't think we're going to be looking at too many more, you know, three catch, 34 performances from Travis Kelce.
Speaking of the Chiefs, what about Pacheco? Most teams with Isaiah Pacheco probably wouldn't be able to afford to bench him. You know, like, he's a pretty early draft pick. But, you know, Perine played a little bit. Pacheco wasn't at all efficient in this game. Tough opponent. And maybe Perine trends up. I don't know. How confident are you in Pacheco's season?
the whole Pirine love for a guy who got cut from one of the worst offenses in football a couple weeks ago is just kind of crazy to me, man. How many NFL teams does Pirine have to go to for them to not commit to him as a featured running back before we just maybe kind of get the hint? So not saying he sucks. He does some good things, obviously, in terms of being a third down specialist. And, you know, fun trivia question with him owning the all-time NCAA college football single-game rushing record and everything. But, you know, you just look at Pacheco, and I understand dude runs like he hates, you know, the ground and has taken everything he's ever worked for. But he's been good with everything that they've asked him to do. And even if the efficiency wasn't necessarily there in terms of yards per carry, I mean, 40 of those 45 rushing yards came after contact. And he continues to look pretty explosive with his opportunities in the passing game as well. So 73% route rate. Now, he did lose, you know, the long down and distance snap battle to Pirine, 38% versus 63%. But when you do look at this offense, I mean, they've gone now back-to-back Super Bowl victories with Pacheco as their lead starting running back. You know, I would have been shocked again if someone who's been on the team for a matter of, what, 10 days at this point was going to meaningfully displace him. So, again, just one data point to the sample size. It makes sense if Pirine maybe in a game where they're trailing more and they have to do more of that, you know, two-minute hurry-up type of stuff, is on the field a bit more often. But, look, man, as much as we want every single one of our fantasy running backs to just have this 90% snap share, you know, workhorse, you know, the days of like the early 2000s type of players, most backfields are a committee of some shape or size in the year 2024. And again, aside from guys like Bijan, Breece Hall, and CMC, Pacheco's utilization is up there with just about anyone, should be ranked inside the top 10 in more fantasy leagues than not, I think, moving forward.
Touchdown got you to 15 points with him last night anyway. So, I mean, you can't count on the touchdown necessarily, but he's on my – I have two teams this year, Ian, one with Mike and his friend Adam Krautwurst, and then the one that we've had a league here at the station. And I've got Pacheco in that one, and I opened it up this morning. And went, okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take it, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe those touchdowns do keep coming, man. Again, he is in one of the best offenses in the league. So any running back, look, we're looking in terms of their personal talent, their offensive environment, how many points they can score, their competition, and then just, you know, how much actually work they're going to get. So Pacheco, again, even if we don't think he's necessarily the best running back in the world, I don't really think Kyron Williams is a top 10 real-life running back either, but when he gets fed the ball as much as he does, you know, good things tend to happen in fantasy land. So it really is during these, you know, off-season, you know, sort of months, the summer months of the year, that I think we end up caring a little bit too much about what exactly, you know, this running back's vision is like and all this stuff, because before too long, we just get some random guys we've never even heard of set to see, you know, 20 touches halfway through the season, and it's like, oh yeah, put them in the RB2 spot, we'll see what happens.
I was watching this game with my oldest son, who has a team with Mark Andrews on it, and so he was in sort of a crisis mode most of the night. How big a deal is likely popping like he did, and should Andrews owners be worried?
Well, look, I mean, Mark Andrews is a fantastic handcuff for Isaiah Likely. That's exactly what we drafted him for. And I kid. Look, the one thing, what we couldn't have happen in this game was a situation where Andrews and Likely were just kind of overlapping each other, where, oh my gosh, now it's, you know, a situation where they're rotating in and out of the lineup. But that's not exactly what happened. If we look actually at the route participation rates, Zay Flowers was first on the Ravens at 94%. Rashad Bateman was second at 88%. But in third and fourth, we had Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely at 72% and 69%. So the Ravens are really taking a page out of, again, some of those early 2010s Patriots offenses and seemingly making that two tight end offense their base look, which, again, based on the talent available, I think we can all agree Isaiah Likely, you know, should be on the field a bit more than someone like Nelson Agholor out there. So, you know, for week one, Likely looked awesome and he did his thing. But again, digging into some of the numbers a little bit more, and shout out to PFF's Nathan Yonke for this great note, but Andrews is actually double covered on the highest percentage of his routes in a single game than any other contest over the past three seasons. So again, when you do start grinding, especially that all 22 film where you can kind of see all the players on the field, it was pretty clear the Chiefs were doing everything in their power to limit Andrews in this one. So just a one game sample size, you know, this time last year, Drake London and T. Higgins combined.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For zero catches in week one as well. So certainly wasn't ideal for your son, but no, I would not be overly panicking on Mark Andrews. Still very much a top six tight end for me the rest of the way.
The industry is very generous to consider much of what Flowers did last night, quote, routes. Just kind of, I mean, so much behind the line of scrimmage. What an interesting chess game it was to get the season going between the Chiefs and the Ravens. Ian Harditz, our guest on the West Her Hotline. Let's check around the league a little bit here going into week one. Cincinnati, we have T. Higgins as doubtful, and Ja'Marr Chase, what did I see officially? NIR, non-injury related, rest, questionable. Okay. If Chase is active, because who knows, he's talking himself about, it seems like he's just pretty willing to tell you anything right here today, Chase, that maybe he's limited if he were to play. Is he just a must-start, as high a draft pick as he was? And or does it matter in this, Ian, whether Higgins is active?
I think in more lineups than not, you're still going to want to have Chase in there. I went ahead and put him wide receiver 21 in my ranking. So he's behind, you know, some guys like DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle, DK Metcalf, Debo Samuel. But again, you better be in a pretty freaking loaded league to put Chase, you know, anywhere near that bench. Because even if it is going to be limited snaps for him, obviously a guy who can make the most out of those in a hurry, particularly now with T. Higgins likely out of the lineup as well. So just unfortunate, you know, that we haven't had a chance to see either guy really get, you know, full training camp in, the one training camp where Joe Burrow happens to actually be healthy. So again, looking like a situation where we all kind of expect them to really beat up this Patriots offense and just Patriots team in general, that I don't think anyone's confusing as, you know, a contender by any stretch of the imagination. So sucks to see this go down in week one with guys like T. Higgins, you know, again, already ruled out. But in Chase's case, sounds like Ian Rappaport was kind of hinting that maybe this contract could get done as early as today. So fingers crossed that happens, man, because if that contract isn't done yet, maybe that questionable does indeed go to out.
Did the Higgins hamstring kind of come out of nowhere, or did I just miss that all week or the last 2 weeks?
No, it literally, he wasn't on the injury report to start the week, and then he got downgraded to limited on Thursday. He said he felt good after practice, and he felt so good, he's now doubtful and likely going to miss the game. So, fun fact, guys, T. Higgins has had a hamstring injury every single year dating back to 2019. Dude cannot catch a break, and unfortunately, as any T. Higgins, you know, former fantasy managers know, the Bengals have done this madness where they put him out there as like an emergency role-only sort of player. So, even if we do somehow see Higgins get elevated to active, which is very rare when a guy is ruled doubtful, I do not think he can go anywhere near a starting fantasy lineup.
Yeah, I can still see him on the sideline at Baltimore on a Sunday night a couple of years ago. Higgins, like, all right, I guess he's not playing. That's super, super. Ian, what about Justin Fields? So I looked at one ranking that had Russell Wilson, presumed starter this week before his injury, 32nd, 32 teams. And then Fields was always the most popular, for what it's worth, backup picked this season in fantasy football. How high does Fields shoot up if he starts?
It's one of these things where, again, I don't blame people if they don't think Fields is a real-life answer, but the one thing we see in our glorious game of fantasy football that, again, doesn't quite match up as well with real life is these rushing quarterbacks, and that's why Justin Fields, QB6 over these past two seasons in fantasy points per game behind only Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, Lamar, and Joe Burrow. So, you know, the dude ran for over a freaking 1,000 yards 2 years ago, pretty freaking good at racking up those fantasy points in a hurry. Now, not the best situation in terms of him obviously starting the week as the backup and now kind of getting elevated. So I do think if you find yourself with, you know, the Tuas, the Jared Goffs, the Trevor Lawrences, even the Staffords of the world, I mean, I know in a, you know, vacuum we would prefer Fields over the course of the season, but all those guys are in pretty good matchups, good weather, and we're actually kind of expecting it to potentially turn to a shootout. I'd be okay going with those guys over Fields for now, but once you start getting to the tougher matchups, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, that's where I do think I want to go ahead and rest a little bit more on Justin Fields and what he could bring to the table. I mean, last year, Desmond Ridder, horrible. Any Falcons fan, fantasy managers, you guys saw it. That dude was a terrible NFL quarterback, and he still had, it was 5 or 6 top 12 fantasy finishes. So Arthur Smith, I know, is not fantasy manager's favorite person, but he does run the sort of, you know, run first offense with these QBs where, again, fantasy points can add up in a hurry. So bad news for the running backs, because as we kind of see in Baltimore and Philly and these other offenses with the dual threat, you know, they're scrambling instead of checking down, and then they're also factoring into the equation near the goal line. But, you know, I don't think it changes too much for George Pickens. Shout out to Fields for getting DJ more yards than basically we saw anyone else be able to do the previous four seasons.
While we're on the Steelers, how about the other end of that matchup? New coach in Atlanta, new quarterback in Atlanta. Is this the year Kyle Pitts rewards everyone's faith? Baby. Bijan Robinson, like it's been, we just mentioned Arthur Smith. Like there's a like kind of a smoking gun effect with Arthur Smith when you think about the Falcons the last year or two. Where are you on all those guys?
Yeah, it'd be a lot cooler if Pitts didn't have the hamstring injury, I'll give you that. But he's off the injury report. He will be out there and playing. It's just, again, one of those things where it's like, yeah, if it's not a big deal like you guys are telling us, then why is he limited in practice out here? So I'm optimistic with, you know, obviously London and Bijan. I don't think they deserve to sit. You know, we all feel pretty good about them for a reason. With Pitts, for me, it came down to three factors that really ruined his last season. One, the quarterback sucked. Already talked down on Ridder. Sorry if you happen to be listening to this Ridder family, but you know, now we got Kirk Cousins in there, and even coming off the Achilles, I do think 90% of Kirk Cousins is a heck of a lot better than Ridder. We also had Jonnu Smith going out there, really making the most out of his opportunities, taking them away from Pitts. And, oh, yeah, he now resides in Miami. Congratulations, Jonnu. And the third factor was, again, the health, which before this freaking week did seem like it was 100% on Pitts' side because the MCL injury he was coming back from was actually a bit more complicated than we thought. Sadly, again, dealing with his hamstring, but based on what we've heard from Raheem Morris and even Kyle Pitts himself, did seem like it was a bit more precautionary than otherwise. So, again, if any of those three factors hadn't really come around in Pitts' favor, I'd be more willing to fade. But, you know, you look at the position, there's only so many guys that seem like they have a decent chance for triple-digit targets. My man is still only 24 years old, I believe, with a 1,000-yard season to his name. He's only 23, even crazier. So, yep. Yeah, I've been hurt before, guys, but ready to do it again. Kyle Pitts, what can go wrong?
He's a year younger than Kincaid, who's going into his second year. And it's Ian's voice I hear pointing out that rookie year that Pitts had one touchdown, and it was in Europe. Right? You love that. And a defensive lineman covered him, right? Wasn't that against the Jets?
That was a great storyline for a while.
Really good. Possible that Ridder's listening. It's Arizona here this weekend, not to alarm you, but they're traveling tomorrow to the area for the week 1 matchup with the Bills. How are you playing the Bills, Ian? Let's wrap with this. You know, we've been just kind of racking our brains all summer trying to figure out the pecking order in the passing game. I can tell you I don't have it. Like I still am guessing, you know, past Kincaid, who they should have an organizational incentive, you know, on and off the field. They should have every reason to feed him. We'll see how it goes. But what else might you think is coming from the Bills' offense?
For me, the only wide receiver at this point that I'd feel overly confident in putting in a lineup is Khalil Shakir. It just seemed like he was the best option on the field, you know, during the preseason. And then even down the stretch last year, I mean, outgaining Stephon Diggs with fewer than half as many targets over those final, you know, 9 or so games is no joke. So Shakir is the one I feel a bit more confident putting a chip on. It is good to see Curtis Samuel obviously being active despite having that turf toe issue. But as we've seen before, again, maybe he's in a little bit more of a limited role than usual. just in his first game there. And then McKeon Coleman, I mean, I'd love to see him go out there and get that full-time role. But again, just a little worried that maybe we get a bit more two tight end sets than we expect. And obviously, Buffalo loves them some Mac Hollins right now. So Josh Allen, James Cook, Kincaid, obviously you're starting them in lineups of all shapes and sizes. And otherwise, hopefully Shakur can get the job done. So I do think this Cardinals team, I mean, we're talking about Kyler Murray, you know, Marv, Trey McBride. Good offense, I think, can put some points up on just about anyone. And they have the league's reigning 31st ranked scoring defense. So I think we could be seeing some pretty fantasy friendly and fun for red zone watchers games here going on early with whoever's facing the Arizona Cardinals.
Very nice, Ian. I am not in Las Vegas this year. You and I have met at the Expo in Canton a few times. I didn't go to that either. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I've gone to Las Vegas. The number one thing on my list to do is draft in that bare knuckle challenge where you do 26 or 28 rounds from memory. No pen or paper, no phone, no notes, 30-second clock. I've really enjoyed that. This year, I didn't go. They canceled it. I didn't know I had that much power.
That does sound great. I'm personally, you know, when I do my home league drafts, I like to just bring my piece of paper. I'll write my tiers on it before, and I'll kind of cross the names off. Going no technology, I do think, is a fun little throwback. But, man, no pen or paper either. That's some true D-gen stuff, but I love it.
One of the legends in fantasy sports, Emil Kedlick, is that how you say it? I never knew him, but he died recently. And he did the bare knuckle in Las Vegas blindfolded. So not only did he have no notes like anyone else, he couldn't see the board. And he just kept track in his mind who was being picked. And I don't know if he won, but that guy was a legend apparently.
Who cares? What a story, yeah.
Who cares if he won?
Good right? Lord. I have a shopping list with 9 things on it. I am definitely coming home with 8. I don't know how you could possibly do that.
It's after a lot of, quote, hard yards put in over the summer months. Ian, have a great season. Really enjoy listening to you. And thanks for joining us as often as you do.
Appreciate you guys. Happy week one.
Ian Harditz, Fantasy Life. The Mind of Harditz as well is up there at fantasylife.com. It might be mbfantasylife.com. I'm not sure. Matthew Berry. The punishment generator. You want that. If you can't think of a good idea.
I like the little interaction. I enjoy Ian a great deal, and I really enjoy following him on Twitter because there's a lot of self-deprecating. Like he's always outraged about this or that and exaggerating, and I'm a big fan of that. But he tweeted a pretty straight tweet about T. Higgins and the same line he used with us here about the hamstring injury, and your buddy Sigmund Bloom was like, who are you?
I didn't expect this.
Wait, what? What? There's no hyperbole here? This is the truth. Okay, thank you.
Right. All right, 803-0550. I'll tell you what kind of game I expect on Sunday. We'll have Sal on at 5 for his thoughts as well. We'd welcome yours. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Football Friday on WGR is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.